An English saxophone player and a drummer from Chicago have teamed up for a series of haunting performances. John Sermon met Jack DeJohnette decades ago in a London club. They've collaborated over the years, and in 2002, they toured in the most challenging setting, just the two of them, live on stage, no backup, no room for mistakes. Some of those performances were captured on CD, and Howard Mandel spoke to the artists.
John Sermon is a hearty, apple-cheeked man who has earned a reputation among international jazz aficionados for his mastery of soprano and baritone saxophones, the entire family of clarinets, and synthesizers. Now 58 years old, with well over a dozen albums to his credit, Sermon is almost entirely self-taught.
I started out as a choir boy singing. Of course, when your voice changes, suddenly music goes under the window, because I had a voice that sounded more like a frog than was useful. And somehow or other, I needed music. I found myself a secondhand clarinet and heard some jazz on the radio. And that's what got me interested in improvisation. I mean, I wasn't someone who could play music from the very beginning and be a very accomplished orchestral player. But if I wanted to play music, I'd have to find my own way. I think the fact that jazz let you find your own way was really the door that opened up music for me.
The jazz way Sermon chose to follow departed from the swing and bebop tradition. He has composed ballets, pieces for string quartets, and solo albums through the miracle of studio overdubbing. Likewise, 60-year-old drummer Jack DeJohnette has become world famous as one of jazz's most valuable players by expanding on the music's possibilities. Besides fronting his own ensembles, DeJohnette has been in groups led by Keith Jarrett, Ornette Coleman, and Miles Davis during his jazz rock electronic freeform Bitches Brew period. Experience has taught DeJohnette and Sermon that with jazz freedoms come responsibilities.
People think of free jazz, well, it's like random notes here or honks, squeaks there. But, you know, it has a purpose. The music is being organized freely. And the point freely means you're making choices in the moment, in real time.
Both of us like beginnings, middles, and endings, if you like, to put it in its simplest terms. The element of instant composition is there in the sense that you perhaps don't wander off along any avenue that comes to mind. You're trying to make some compositional sense of things. We do like some structure to work with. Jack's played highly structured music, and I mean, me too. I mean, I've not been one who's always explored completely free avenues of music. I think, you know, you put into it what you want, and you get out what you can find.
DeJohnette and Sermon don't get together very often, so when they do, they move a lot of air. Sermon with his battery of reeds and electronic gizmos, DeJohnette with his custom-made drum kit, including electronic percussion.
What I like about doing duets is the intimacy of it. It's challenging, and with John particularly, there's a special kind of completeness to it. Even though we're two people, we feel more like a band.
For example, DeJohnette and Sermon point to Mysterium, the nearly 16-minute improvisation recorded live that opens their new album.
Mysterium is not in any way constructed. I had found a sound on one of the synths just at the end of the sound check, which is like that sort of chord that you hear going through, and I thought, oh, that's nice, I'll leave that on there till the concert starts. And when we got on the stage, I sort of pushed this small sound. And then Jack found for the first time the idea of using the electronic drum to make the bass figure.
It happened spontaneously. I had the drum machine, decided to put it on a bass patch, and just came up with these bass notes and this rhythm. You know, and John was saying, boy, I was waiting for that. You know, I was just waiting for that. And this put this cushion, this vamp under it, and it's very spacey, but it's got a nice groove to it. Is to try and communicate something that's meaningful, that does communicate to the heart, to the head, to the soul. Sometimes getting some grooves and help the people move sometimes, because that'll loosen up the intellect a little bit.
Thinking is one thing, feeling is another. As Sermon describes it, meeting to make music after a time apart is akin to lovers getting back together after a long separation.
Music is a wonderful bonding thing, isn't it? I mean, it never leaves you. If you've had a terrific musical experience with somebody, you can come back again. And I mean, you don't necessarily relive exactly the same experience because we all move on in time. But you know, you've got that certainty between the two of you. And you've got that bond of having actually made music together.
John Sermon and Jack DeJohnette are already looking forward to their next encounters, a series of duets in Europe in February, and also to the release of their next album, in which the two perform something quite different, Sermon's thoroughly composed score with the 10-member London Brass. For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel in New York.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.